Banks want to keep you in debt. I know they produce those lovely, cuddly adverts that imply that they're your friend helping you out as you go through life. But all of that is complete and utter nonsense. Banks exist for one reason and one reason only, and that is to keep you in debt. Everything else that they do is peripheral to that goal. Now, let's just, for the sake of the record, have a look at what they really do. Firstly, they do a lot of bookkeeping for you. You might not think of it in that way, but that's actually what most of banking is all about. They maintain your bank account. And all that is a bookkeeping process. You tell them to reduce the balance in your bank account and increase the balance in somebody else's bank account, which is, after all, what happens when you make a payment, and they record it. You ask your employer to make payment to you at the end of the month, and the bank records it. This is bookkeeping. It's important. I will not dispute that. They have to get it right. That's vital. But nobody, and let me be honest about this, and I have a lot of experience to back this claim up, has ever made a fortune out of bookkeeping. It's just not that sort of activity. It's routine. It's becoming increasingly automated, partly by you, because, of course, you probably now do online banking, meaning that you actually do the bookkeeping for the bank itself. And it will become even more automated using AI. But nonetheless, that is the first and perhaps in real terms most fundamental role of banks in the UK and other economies around the world. The second thing that banks do is borrow money. They borrow money from you. If you have what you call money in the bank, you have lent the bank that money. It's no longer your money, by the way. It's their money. You've lent it to them. They now own it. They owe it back to you, but you own that debt from the bank, not the money itself. It's a very important point to remember because banks can fail. But the important point is that banks borrow from you to provide them with what is called capital in the event that there's a run on the bank and their creditors, who are other depositors, turn up and demand their money back. That's why they borrow money. They don't borrow money to lend. We'll get to that in a minute. They borrow to pay out creditors in the event of a panic. Now, the fact is that in the UK, there has only been one such panic since 1860. Which was the run on Northern Rock in 2007, as a result of which the government guaranteed all the deposits in Northern Rock and every single person got paid, and they introduced the scheme that now guarantees the balances in every bank account in the UK up to £85,000, meaning that the chance of another run on a bank is very low indeed, because people know that they don't need to panic in the event of such an eventuality arising, and therefore the amount that the bank is willing to pay you to deposit money with them because they don't think that the risk of a run arising is very high is very low. That's why they're so mean with the interest that they pay on your savings. And then the third thing that banks do is they lend money. And this is where they make their money. The vast majority of their money is made by lending because they charge people to borrow money a great deal more than they pay to people who deposit money with them. But that's because the two transactions are entirely unrelated to each other. I've made videos about this before, and no doubt I will make videos about this again. But when a bank creates a loan, it does not lend a depositor's money to the person who gets the loan. They can't, because they still owe that money back to the person who deposited it with them. They can't therefore lend it to somebody else without getting an agreement between the person who deposited it and the person who would borrow it. And there is no such agreement between those people. They've never spoken to each other. They don't know who each other is. The bank creates new money when it lends. It simply marks up the loan account of the person to whom they lend money with the sum of, let's call it £10,000, which they make as a loan. And they mark up the person's current account with £10,000. One, of course, is a debit. One, of course, is a credit. That means, in layperson's terms, one is borrowed money and one is deposited money. But it's all being made by simply tapping numbers into a keyboard. And because one is a minus, which is another way of thinking of these things, and the other is a plus, which again is a way of thinking about these things, if you add them together, they come to zero, which is how the bank can create the money out of nothing. They just split zero into two equal parts of 10,000, one a plus and one a minus, and they're still zero. But the person who now has money in their current account thinks they can spend it. And because of the credibility of the bank, which has been licensed by the Bank of England, everybody accepts that they can spend it. That's how banks lend money. But notice two things. First of all, it costs them nothing to create the money that they lend. I mean, literally nothing at all apart from the few minutes it takes for a person to tap the numbers into the keyboard. So, okay, a tiny, tiny cost to create the loan. But nothing like the scale of the charges that they're now going to make in terms of interest. And remember that they also charge you a risk fee when they lend money to you. They don't just charge you your pure interest charge. If they did, they would lend money to you at the Bank of England base rate. They don't. They will lend at an interest rate several times higher than that. And if you borrow on a credit card, maybe 7 or 8 times that sometimes, because they're allowing for the fact that some people will not repay and they charge for that as well. But at the end of the day, this is their core business and where they make their money. And if they got you out of debt, if they were that nice, cuddly, friendly person who comes up to you and says, we can sort out your financial problems, we can arrange that you are no longer in debt, which is what most people would love to be, they would have no business left. There would be nothing for them to make money from. They couldn't survive, or they wouldn't at least survive making the extraordinary profits they do, which have driven the world's leading banks into the ranks of the highest earning companies and highest value companies in the world. So these banks are determined that you stay in debt. And before you, by the way, contradict me and say, but that isn't the three things that a bank does, because banks also sell life assurance and other types of financial product. Yeah, they do those things. They sell pensions as well. But they aren't core banking activities. Other organizations can do that. They just choose to compete with them because they're conglomerate organizations. I am talking here about banks' role as bankers, and they only do those three things. They bookkeep, they borrow, and they lend. And so, when we think about the role of banks in our economy, they have one entirely pernicious role, as far as you are concerned, and that is to keep you in debt. They want you to be in hock with them from now until the end of life, if it is at all possible, which is why they now sell mortgages that last for such long terms. And the reason why they want to keep you in debt is that they make money out of you as a consequence. There is a good reason why mortgages are called mortgages, by the way. The term mortgage, if you look at its derivation, comes from the words which represent the grip of death. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to keep you in debt to them forever. Credit cards, mortgages, car loans, whatever else it is. All of those things, backed up by the power of advertising to make sure that you want the things that you cannot afford at present, guarantee that the banks will make money in perpetuity. So my advice is this. It's very simple, it's very straightforward, and it's blunt. Never trust a bank. They will never have your best interests at heart. They will always be putting their priorities above your own, and they will always be trying to fleece you. It's a simple, straightforward rule of life. Use them when you need to for the bookkeeping, because you won't pay much for that. Use them if you want to deposit money somewhere safe, because they probably are pretty safe because the government guarantees the repayment of your funds. But whenever you can, avoid borrowing, because borrowing is designed to make you miserable because you'll have less money available to you than you might otherwise. I can't pretend that you'll go through life without borrowing. I have. I know that the vast majority of people do. We need homes. Most of us have to buy them using mortgages. But wherever you can, keep clear of bankers, because they really, really do not care about you.